let's take a break from the ice and snow and talk about summer. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It might seem a little counterintuitive, but right now a bunch of scientists are thinking about how high the water at Great Lakes beaches will be this summer. Early last year, the Lake Michigan-Lake Huron system hit record low water levels. It made life tougher for the shipping industry, and it's hard on people who run Great Lakes ports. Russell Zuba is the harbor master in Leland.
For us, it means that, it's shallow. When we went to dredge this year, we had to go a foot deeper, and the world was a foot shorter, if you will.
So all the snow we've gotten this winter has a lot of people hoping that lake levels will rise when that snow melts. To find out if that'll happen, I met up with Drew Grunewald. He's a hydrologist at NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory.
So what we're observing right now is that while there's a lot of snow, there's not really an anomalous amount of snow relative to the historical record. For example, it's not the most snow we've ever had.
But he says they can estimate how much water is captured in the snow that's on the ground right now. He says around Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, there's roughly 3 to 5 inches of water in the snow that will eventually melt and run into the lakes. So what does that mean for lake levels? Grunewald says they're expecting an average or maybe slightly above average rise in water levels this spring.
Some of the models suggest that a rise of 20 inches isn't out of the question. The model also suggests, though, that a rise of 6 inches might not be out of the question due to all the combination of environmental factors that we simply can't predict, including temperature and precipitation 3-4 months from now.
So somewhere between 6 and 20 inches?
That's a general way of saying it, yes.
So all of this snowmelt that is going to happen, will that make up for the historically low levels in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron?
The answer is really not exactly. Let's look at it this way, if we had gone back to December and January, let's say January of 2013, when water levels hit their sort of all-time monthly low for the Lake Michigan-Huron system, if water levels had continued after that point to rise 12 inches in the spring and then drop 12 inches in the fall, we would have sort of stayed in that cycle for a long time. And the biggest departure from that cycle, well, there are two parts to it. One is that we had a slightly above average spring rise in the spring of 2013, a well below average decline in the fall of 2013. And here we are in the spring of 2014, and we're expecting the rise to again be average or slightly above average.
There's been a lot of ice on the Great Lakes this winter. How do you expect the ice to affect lake levels?
When we have a lot of ice, like we do right now, it's going to take a lot of solar energy to melt that ice and to begin warming the water up again. And as a result, it's very likely that water temperatures next fall are likely to be cooler than they have been in the past several years. And if we have cooler water next fall, that'll mean less evaporation again. And water levels will not decline as much as they typically have been in the fall. And that's one of the more profound effects of ice cover right now, is that it really helps the lakes maintain a temperature throughout the season.
So what does this all mean if you're going to the beach?
If you're going to the beach, what you might notice is that the shoreline might have come back a little bit more than you had seen it in last summer or the summer before then. But there's also the possibility that there might not be much of a noticeable change.
Drew Grunewald is a hydrologist at NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rebecca.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.